a cloud. There we go. Hey, welcome everybody. So we're week four. For a second, week four, and I have a couple special guests for you today. I wanted to start the top of the day here by just addressing some of the stuff going on in the group because, man, there's just really good stuff going on, and it's so rich. It's so rich what's happening. Overwhelm is a big theme. If you're feeling some overwhelm, raise your hand for a second. Oh my gosh, wow, everyone. Okay. Take a breath. I saw a couple people mention that, thank goodness, I'm Blueprinter for Life. And I'll tell you, in fact, I have somebody coming on, I hope in about 10 minutes. She is an alumnus. And when I read everything that was going on, I checked in with her. She's just completed one of the most remarkable weeks of her life. She was an alumnus from, I think, a year ago or 2 years ago. I'm not sure. Oh, yeah, yeah. But anyway, I said, you know, there's so much overwhelm. She's like, oh, yeah, I have that every minute of Showbiz Blueprint. And this is 2 years later, and she's going to come on and tell us just about what's happened in the last week. So I want to do that for a little bit of inspiration. Just she was as far away from what this week has been as anyone could ever imagine being. I mean, and so it'll be fun to hear that right from her mouth. And I just want you to understand something, and I'm going to make this as clear as I can, and I'm happy to follow up on it. But I shove probably the aforementioned college, I don't know for sure, but I'm sure I shove like a master's degree into 10 weeks here. And we get to pick the little pieces that start to make sense to us as we are going through this. I mean, I've seen people on here, like Dean said this thing, like the CVI's on hold, so I'm just making this, you know, just this quick graphic today. It's like, that's what we can do. We can start doing this stuff. And it's so funny, I look through this stuff and I see every single person has absolutely upped my crappy graphics, you know? And I mean, it's barbaric what I did. And it's funny looking back on it. I mean, to me, it's like the perfect lesson in, I mean, stuff just works. It doesn't have to be perfect. I mean, look at my PowerPoint. It's literally embarrassing after just seeing a handful of what you guys have put out. Even Miguel, who just said, you know, I don't even know what I'm doing. This PowerPoint looks great compared to mine. You know, we'll work on it. We'll work on the pacing and the voice and the music and the transitions. But man, the thing is there, you know, it's there, the easy stuff. Did you see that video I sent you? There's like a little 3-minute demo. I put it on a comment, but there was a little 3-minute demo on how to animate those texts to come in. So.
Yeah, I did see that. Yes.
Awesome. Good. But yeah, that one will rock. But you know, any of these are good. So just know that the overwhelm, it's here. It doesn't make it any easier. And grab what you need at the time. I know Greg was doing something and he said, hey, I did these great gigs this weekend. Can you jump me ahead to the post-show funnel? And I'm like, dude, I just sent, you know, the PDF over to him. So I'm here to make sure that what you need at the moment sticks and let's start applying it to really move the needle in what we're booking. And then afterwards, remarkable community of the alumni group where just nothing is impossible. Literally nothing's impossible. And I'm hoping this mystery guest comes on here in a few minutes so I can she can share some of her story with you.
Can I guess who it is?
Yeah. Oh, I know you probably will because she's your continent gal.
Can you check your mic, Barry? Your little your sound is a little like in the background or behind the shirt or something. I don't know.
Oh, no kidding. Wow, is this mic on? Let me see.
Sounds all right to me.
Is that the mic?
Yeah, can everybody else mute their mics on their side until they start talking? Because we can't, I'm hearing background noises.
Oh, let me see, shoot. Hold on 1 second.
Let me check. Check. 1 second. Sorry, you guys, I may have had to move something for a shoot I did. Hold on.
Bumped into an alumni last night. Paris.
Oh, I love Paris.
And I saw that Sarah is friends with him. Oh, she's gone.
Oh, that's funny. I'm on the cruise ship with an alumnus, Chad Chesmark.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he's on the cruise ship with me.
What ship are you on right now?
Equinox. Celebrity Equinox.
So are you guys hearing this microphone right here? Is this the one that's working? This is not the mic that's working.
There's like a room mic there.
Check
that. Now it sounds muffled.
Is this one working? Is this mic on now?
That sounds all right.
Give it a little, maybe give it a little tap. I don't hear.
No.
No, that's not good. 1 second. Sorry about that.
Are you guys, can you guys hear us?
Yep, you guys sound great.
Zoom recording. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is everything okay? The audio's all right? Really? It's mostly?
I think that's better. That could have been from somebody else not muting. Mm. That sounds more crisp to me.
Okay. I hope so. Sorry about that. I hate to do a long one.
Sounds great to me.
All right. Very good. Thanks. Hey, I see our guest there. And Carolyn, that's so good. Thank you so much. Carolyn is an amazing alumni from, was it 2 years ago you did this?
2 years, yeah.
Yeah, 2 years ago. And I'm going to show you guys something, and then I want her to share just a little bit about what it was like in week four when we were all talking about overwhelm. So here's a show that, this was last week.
Yeah.
Here's where you were this morning, speaking at TEDx in Umeå. Awesome. Big weeks. So, and here's your awesome website. So, Caroline, thank you. I know she's had this crazy busy day, and I was getting ready to start this, and I was reading about overwhelm, and I just thought, you know what? I think, Caroline, in week four, you were just like, you know, this is like none of this makes any sense to me. Could you say hello first? I mean, welcome, and thanks so much for doing this. It's way cool.
Absolutely. Hi, I'm Caroline, for you who don't know me. I'm a magician based in Sweden. I live in the harbor, so I'm taking care of this view right now. I'm not sure if you can see it, but it's awesome. I had a dream when I was about 4 years old to have my own theater show. And about a year ago, I was performing at this beautiful theater in Stockholm. And I thought to myself, I'd like to perform there again for a much younger audience. So I rented it for myself. On Saturday, it was a full house, 414 seats, and it was crazy, mind-blowing. And then, because I'm like super bad at celebrating myself and success, so I rented a limo, and it was awesome. And then the next day, I was totally, you know, like when you have a big event, and then you're basically hungover from the event. I had that on Sunday, and then on Monday I was flown in to do the TEDx, and I just did a TEDx, and I came back home 6 minutes ago. Questions on that?
You need the office?
I wanted just to start this call by talking a little bit about, you know, in week four of Showbiz Blueprint, there's so much that's going on. We're talking about all this stuff and the overwhelm. How did you handle, like, when you were at that place when we were in week four of this stuff? And I mean, I know you've been an active member in the alumni group, you've always been pushing, you've been like checking in with me when things are big and we want to just jump on with them. What could you say to someone who's kind of just sitting in this place right now going, fuck, it's just all heavy?
I think it's everything gets so much easier when you decide to run with your heart first, because as soon as you start thinking about things, you start feeling the regrets and you have the demons in your mind saying that it can't be done. But I find that when I just find my passion and the reason I'm in this business for, and I do that for that reason, then everything just becomes so much easier. So I think just, it sounds like such a cliche, but just listen to your heart. And it's, cause we're
Oh, is that me or did we lose?
We lost her.
Oh, come back. It's like the great line where they go, there's just one thing you really
need. That is to actually take,
sorry.
Sorry.
We got to that point where you said the only thing that really matters is.
So what was the last thing you heard?
It was just kind of a recap. You're saying it sounds cliche, but.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like such a cliche, but when you run with your heart first, that's when the magic really starts happening, because I believe that we all turned into performers for a reason. And for me, my reason was my grandfather was a magician, and I always wanted to do magical things, because when people told me things couldn't be done, I always said to them, well, everything can be done. It only takes a little longer for some people, and maybe some magnets or two. for me, that's my reason. And as long as you have your reason clear, I don't think overwhelm gets to you that easily. And being part of Showbiz Blueprint is basically having a huge family around you. This weekend and this week could not have been possible if it wasn't for Barry, because Barry has been my wall during these couple of weeks where I've been, oh my God, Barry, I'm not practicing. I'm not doing this and this. And all of a sudden he's like doing the things for me. He's like, send me your script. I will help you. And he sends it back. And it's so much easier to do things because we're not in this. Well, the reason you're in Showbiz Blueprints is not to do things the old way. It's to enter the family and to be part of something that's much bigger than you ever thought could be possible. So
you've blown me away this week. You've blown me away watching you whittle this next stair that you're standing on right now. So
it's nice. Yeah.
And, hey, can you talk a little bit about the confidence piece that you've been gaining? I mean, I've just been watching from a distance and helping, you know, a line here or there. But, I mean, what you've done is created kind of a one-woman ad agency for yourself. And it's been blowing my mind. Will you talk about that for a sec?
The commercial work?
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. So the last 3 years, I've done 27, I think, commercials for different companies. And I always have huge ideas for... Like if a company says that they want to do a campaign or something, I always have this idea for them. And tomorrow I'm starting a huge project, which is with a gas company. And they asked for my inputs, and they wanted to start tomorrow. And as I said, my show was on Saturday. I had my TEDx today, and I wasn't looking to get into more work. And so I asked for $20,000 to do a commercial, and they said, absolutely. And I said, I should have asked for more.
Oh man.
But the thing is, as you start growing as a performer and as a brand, everything just becomes so much easier. Because now, like 2 years ago, I was sitting like right where you guys are. I didn't have this awesome view. And this is not because of the Showbiz Blueprint. This is because of my boyfriend, because I mean, he works a normal job. Yes. So I think that if you just keep running with your heart first, everything just kind of falls into place. And because people see that. People see passion, and they want to – they're attracted to that. Yeah, that's what I believe.
Yeah, it's been so it's been amazing. I just wanted to celebrate you, and I wanted you to shed a little light on some folks who are sitting in that overwhelm right now, and I just can't thank you enough. I know it's been a long day. Already like 6 hours drive or an hour flight from where you did your TEDx this morning, and now you're back home. So it's,
yeah. Yeah.
Can't thank you enough for stopping by. Hey, does anyone have any questions they'd like to ask Caroline? I know she's hanging here for a few minutes.
I have a quick question.
Go, Sarah. And are you guys able to hear me okay? I'm still seeing stuff in the chat.
You're still a little in the cave.
We can hear you. It's just not super clear, but it's okay.
That's not good. I'll work on that while you ask. Sarah, go ahead.
So, Carolyn, I remember, actually, I saw your testimonial for Showbiz Blueprint, and it's one of the reasons I joined. It was, like, really nice to see a one-woman performer talking about it. And I remember you said in your testimonial that you didn't feel like you really had a plan going into the course. Can you talk a little bit more about what you were doing before you decided to do Showbiz Blueprint and why you decided to do it?
Back then I was only doing maybe two or three shows a month, and it was really hard to pay rent and make things work financially. And the course is in Sweden, we don't pay for education. It's so for me this was expensive. And sorry to say that, Barry. And I was like, do I do this or do I not do this? Because it's my money is my issue. And I decided to do it. And to be honest, I found the course it was a lot to take in. But I believe that the reason for me it being worth it was knowing that I don't have to do everything year one. Because because ever since day one, I've been constantly going back, and Barry is there always. Like, and we have the alumni group. If something goes wrong, and or if you guys think, oh my God, I have to ask Caroline this, we're only literally a phone call away. So it's the family part was very important to me, and I used to be a preacher, so I wanted to be. I was studying theology for a long time, so the family has always been important to everything that I do, I guess. So that was a big change. And then basically my business just boomed because doing what Barry said just changed everything. Now I perform 3 to 4 times every week in Sweden and internationally, and it's great. It's awesome. I couldn't ask for anything else, and it's only been 2 years. So
yeah. I have a question.
I still get thrown for a loop every time you say I was a preacher. I always forget that part of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. Did someone else have something?
Yeah, I had a question. I know you said that you didn't do everything right away. Were there certain things from the course that you felt like you did that made the biggest difference right away? Or could you talk a little bit about that?
Funnels. that would be my number one thing. I was really bad at reconnecting with people. Like if they send me an email or they call me up, I said, yeah, of course. And then I was kind of just hoping for them to come back at me, but they never did. So, and taking care of this funnel system, everything just became so much easier. I'm not using the funnels the way that Barry has them in the course, because I don't think the market in Sweden works that way. And now I work with an agent who is basically doing maybe 50% of what's in that. That was a big thing. And also the TV segments, really good, and how to market. And there's a really good one on branding. I can't remember if we talked about social media or if it was only me. But and that's been a very important part in my career as well, because a lot of the people that I do commercials for, but one of the reasons they choose me over another magician who has been in the business for many more years is because of my social media profile. Mainly my Instagram, and that's an important part of my business too. And going through Showbiz Blueprint, you kind of understand that every performer is different and every business is different, but there's like this big wall that we have to go into, like this house, and there's different rooms inside the house, and you can get this one room for yourself, and you can furnish it the way you want. So that's basically what I did. You take the things that you need for the moment, and then you can just fill in with flowers and paintings and whatever you need.
Right. That's funny. I remember, gosh, I don't know who it was, but they said, you know, I'm just stuck in this one thing. And I go, oh, we talked about that deep in week 7. And they're like, oh my gosh, you know, didn't even, heard it, but didn't register. So yeah, to be able to go back and hear that. Well, anyway, that's fantastic.
So Carol, I have another question. Go ahead. You want to go first?
Please go ahead.
Okay. you said you were going more towards a theater market. Is that, how is that different than say the corporate market, and applying, you know, the blueprints?
It's totally different. Going into the theater market, you have to book everything yourself. So it's basically just putting in a lot of money and doing it the other way, doing it with corporate. It's just them hiring you, I guess. And that's where you really need the funnels. You don't really need them when you go into the theater. I'm planning this tour now, and I'm doing that with a production company, and they're basically calling up theaters saying, hey, would you like a 30-70 split on the deals with the tickets? And most of them say no. But then that's fine, because the theaters, they cost maybe $4,000 to rent, and you only need to sell 100 tickets to go around with, like, financially, you don't really need anything funnel wise for that. I think the way I did my tour now is, I actually went to a barbecue. Now that I think about it, I met this production girl at a barbecue last summer.
I remember that.
It's all about the beer, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Audio should be better now.
Okay. Yes.
Sorry about that. I found a little switch someone had changed. Caroline, you're amazing. Thank you so much. I mean, just the confidence, you're just who you are now versus who I met a couple years ago. I love everything about it. And what I get from hearing you today, which I haven't got to hear because when you and I talk, we just get down to business and we fill mm-hmm. whiteboards and things. But what I hear now is that, you know, mm-hmm. you just started trusting it. You started just doing things and then that worked. And, you know, you took the steps even though you didn't fully understand them. And I'm just, you light me up. It's just really fun to follow you. How important is the web markets? Do you feel like the social media, especially Instagram, is working, helping you so much? Is that the theater stuff?
That's for everything. For corporate. Being sponsored for things and for gigs and for the commercial, for sure. Yeah. And there's this other magician who apparently it was between me and him, and he told me afterwards he was kind of pissed that I got it because he's been in the business for 20 years. And he's huge in here in Sweden. And he said that his agent said that the production company said that I only got it because of my Instagram. There might be some truth to that, but I'm also saying that I'm a girl magician. So I think it might be that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's a good, just a lot of things you're doing. A lot of things you're doing right. And I bet you're dead tired, and I just can't thank you enough for coming on. Thanks so much. We're going to jump into this, but man, you're a gift. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And if anyone feels like during this Showbiz Blueprint 10 weeks, if you need anything, don't hesitate to talk to either Barry or me directly. We're here to help. So
amen.
Have fun.
You're the best.
Now I'm having halloumi burgers inside. So
what kind of burgers?
Halloumi cheese.
Ah, way to go. I don't know what that is, but I'll have one. Take care.
Thank you. Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you. Mm. Wow. That was really sweet. That was really kind. I didn't know how that would play. So I reached into her from the alumni, and I can tell you there are, and I'm happy to have one come on at the beginning of every week. I mean, if that would help, I never even thought about it, but I was reading the overwhelm stuff, and just looked at Caroline's week she just finished, and I was like, oh, that could look like overwhelm. So good stuff. And I know I look at the screen here, and I know Chris is on fire with overwhelm and six kids. And I know Dawn was reading out lessons and you know, left with and just made something, and you know, not feeling like there's enough to do. And Dan, module 4, sent you into overflow, and I took all these notes here. And Tom's graphic kind of blew my mind, you know, and I want to hire you for a designer. Thomas's graphic, you know, because, gosh, you guys are up in the game. So where is that? Yeah, look at this, man. Who makes things this nice? See, I don't. This is good. Hmm. Elementalist. Entertain and inform. That's good stuff.
What is that for? Is that a...
Look what he did. This is the third step in the sales funnel, or the second step in the sales funnel after the follow-up, after the conversation. I can't get... This is great what he did here. NECA 2018 out of my head, and I know you can't either. With so many booths to check out, making sure attendees hear and absorb Namely's core branding can be a tremendous challenge. Let's talk. I'll give you a call tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Perfect. Tom Kennedy, the Unmentalist.
But so you'll send that as an attachment in an email?
Yeah, this will just go right as a PDF on an email. Or you know, and I played around with both these, and I don't, you know, PDFs are very safe to open, but you can also just stick this as a graphic right in the email. But yeah, I tend to
Thomas, I really like how he made the space for a personalized note on the graphic. I don't remember that on the original, but that's pretty cool how you did that too?
I always did that on mine, but I just never had a good layout like this. I grabbed something really fast and did it, and it started working, so I stopped toying with it. Great. You know, this just stinks of professionalism. Really
good. Is Namely like the name of the company? What is that Namely up in the corner?
That was a company that I've worked for in the past, and so I'm just using I just use that as a placeholder.
Placeholder, yeah. It's really good. It's really good.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So this... this is effective, it sounds like, because it's just more visual And if they just see that you went out of the way to make it very personal, is that the benefits of the PDF?
I mean, this is something we do to start showing who we are in advance of a contract. It's just, it's just so easy to do stuff. Like Thomas will be able to take this one, I guarantee you, for the very next conference he does, he'll be able to shift out this namely and shift out right here the name of the trade show and have this beautiful thing, just like I always did. God, I use that same one hundreds of times. It would take me just a minute to do. So, yeah. So this is you know, this is textbook stuff out of our. Let me bring that up here.
Yeah, that's actually just a PowerPoint slide.
Yep.
That now I can just do file export as PDF and easy peasy.
Yeah. So we talk about this, you know, in our summary here, right here, the conference. Research, find out who you're talking to, you know, easy enough. A conversational phone call. You know, I see everybody playing at different levels of that and jumping in, and it's great. The follow-up email, boom, and this is so simple. This is just this little graphic, all we're doing here. And then reconnect with them. Like he said, I'll call you at 3 o'clock. And this is a sweet spot. You know, this is where they have the questions. This is where it gets real. And then here, this irresistible offer, that's your CVI. You know, this is just... If any part of this was confusing, I would spend a day on it. But honestly, it's just like what you guys are doing. You know, I've seen the, I've heard the calls. And John, where are you at, man? Thank you so much just for your, how open you are about sharing your stuff, man. It's just freaking great, you know? It's just so nice of you to do that and share that with the group. It's amazing. And I already see so much growth in just how you're doing it. It's just, it's awesome to even watch.
Hey, Barry, just if we could recap real quick, just so I'm understanding. On that, on those steps right there, step number two is where you would ask permission to go ahead and send them some additional information?
Yeah, this is, I mean, literally all I do is on this call, like for me, if this call is a minute, I feel like I totally won. I just go, hey, I know you're having this event. Would you be open to some ideas that you may not have considered? Ideas that'll bring you a couple thousand leads over the course of a day. And right. All I'm looking for at that point is, wow, that sounds interesting. Give me the best email address. I'll drop you some. And then, boom, I just send that graphic.
Oh.
I just do nothing else.
I mean, so the longer call is number four, and then they get the CVI for number five.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, this is respecting their time in advance. That's what we're doing here, you know, just showing up differently. So, yeah, this PDF pretty much lays it out. I mean, this does everything except write it for you. And as Carolyn spilled the beans, if you're having a hard time writing it, just tell me. I mean, this stuff comes out of my mouth. I mean, it comes off my fingertips so easily. It's not complicated. I mean, I'll write these for someone and share them with the group just so you can see if you need that. Okay. Let me see if we got our other. Oh, gosh, I was just looking to see if that lovely face appeared. Carrie Ann Cartmer Edwards from London, UK. There she is. Go on to speaker view, everybody. Don't do the gallery for this one because she's lovely and she should fill your whole screen while she's talking about this stuff.
Oh, sorry.
And it's 7:30 at night or something. So yeah, thanks for joining. So cool. So Carrie Ann, this is everybody. They got to watch you in module four talk about branding and they're waving and like the conversations in our group have been really cool about what you brought to it. So thank you.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be here. I mean, this is our conversations have been happening for several years now, Barry, and it's just gets cooler and richer and more interesting all the time.
Yeah, it's been remarkable. And I actually, our conversations were great. And then I actually went first person and engaged Carrie Ann to completely rebrand 30 Days Sugar Free. You'll probably see some piece of it in Showbiz Blueprint, but I stepped out of the leadership of it, hired someone to take over all the talking about it. We engaged Carrie Ann and her group to just, oh man, make it so beautiful. Oh, where am I going? Wow, something's... Is that me?
Yeah, it's your fourth tab from the left. You can see a little...
Yes, look at you.
The TED Talk. Go, Sarah. Oh,
she actually knew what tab it was. That was very impressive. I have no idea. Oh, did you
see it? It was a little creepy, actually.
It really, it was amazing, yeah. So it's your fourth tab, and it's someone from. I was on break on the. I was going to show some of the TEDx live when Caroline was on. Caroline was in our group, and she just did a TEDx this morning. So I was showing her. I was showing her, and they just came back from break. So that's what it was. Anyway, what I was saying was Carrie Ann came in here, redid every single part of our page, got my big face off it, redid all the member pages. I mean, the site is just stunningly. Oh, is it not connected now?
Well, it's not that you don't have an amazing face, Barry.
I know.
You did the research, and you knew that. Like, what was it, 98% of the target audience was women.
Yep.
And that the brand needed a different face. So exactly. It was a really smart decision. And a lot of people can't, like, remove themselves enough from their businesses or their brands to actually make those kind of high-level decisions. And so it's like full kudos to you for recognizing that you were a problem standing in your own way.
Oh, my gosh, was I ever... And that was great to just really get to see after Carrie Ann's talk to Showbiz Blueprint folks and worked with some of the alumni over the years to actually have her come in and see what it's like on the inside. I'm not sure why I'm not seeing the screen right now, but to have her actually take over the reins of this thing and just, shoot, I'm not getting to show you guys what I want to show you. I'm sorry about that. I'll make it work here in a second. But you know what she just said is great. You know what? How does the brand, the audience that you're talking to, 30 Days Sugar Free was 98%, 99% really on our Facebook group, women of a certain age between 45 and 65, and they landed on the page and they saw me, and that was a disconnect. And really, I was just listening to leadership talk after leadership talk after reading books, and they all just said, "You got to know when to get out of your own way." So. For the act, I mean, I understood what it took to sold Raspini Brothers for 30 Days Sugar Free. Nah, I was an accidental leader for that thing. So Carrie Ann helped me really get that together, and that was great. And let's see, now we're still on the page. So anyway, I invited Carrie Ann today to talk to help you guys look at what you got from the talk, any follow-up questions you had. It's very rare. We've never actually gotten to do this, but the schedule worked out this time. So she agreed to come on, and we can look at some sites. We can answer some questions. I have a couple things I'll bring up, but your stuff is way more interesting. So anyone has a question for her, jump in, and we can go do a site glance and everything.
I'd love for her to look at my site.
Go ahead, John.
Oh, I was – if you have a specific question, I was just going to – ask if she would look at a page of my site. All the pages on my website look the same, I think, pretty much, with different words.
Why don't you give her the URL, pop it into the chat, John, and then she can bring it up and she can share her screen and we can maybe just do a little live talking about it.
Oh, blimey. You're asking me to go technical, Barry. Okay, we can do this.
There it is.
Okay.
Finchmagician.com.
Are you able to share your screen, Carrie Ann? That way, if you're talking, you'll be a full view for us.
Okay. Screen, which means actually, I think with Zoom, don't you have to unshare before I can share? Or do I just?
Oh my gosh, No, I don't think anyone else is sharing. No one's sharing.
Okay.
Think you should. Yeah, there you go. It's coming up now.
Good. Okay. So my first question was to myself, like as a someone coming into it, was it going to be about?
Sorry, Carrie Ann. I think we're seeing your file explorer.
Oh dang! Wrong one. That's tragic.
And I thought, man, if that's John's website, we have huge issues.
Okay. And oh. It's meant to be showing my desktop. Try again?
Yeah, that's it. Perfect.
Okay, good. Okay, and I'm going to move us lovely people out of the way. Okay, first thoughts. Well, so first, it's like Finch Magician. I actually thought it was going to be about finches and birds. And so you have a little bird there, which is kind of okay. But all right, first impressions. It's like, so I know enough about websites to know that this image may not show up the same way on all websites, and it's going to show up different on mobile, and it's going to show up different on a 19-inch screen to a 13-inch laptop. This image, it's like I've landed here, and I'm just not feeling the magic. I guess that's the thing to say. It's like there's clearly something going on, but I am not feeling or seeing any magic. And the colors, so it's like, let me say this to begin with. So when we land on a website, we've got a second or two. Our brain is, it's like in action immediately. Our brain goes like, what information can I pull out of this site that lets me know I'm in the right place? And coming on to your site, John, there's very little information here that confirms to me that I'm in the right place. And the right place, I mean, I don't know anything about you and your business or the kind of magic that you do, but actually I know that magic is bloody exciting. And so far, it's not exciting. It's not giving me a sense of excitement about this. The colors are very somber. Just the layout, I mean, we haven't even scrolled yet, but the layout, it's just, it's just not exciting. Actually, that sounds simple. You know, in a way, branding kind of is simple. So what I do with it is very complex, but the simple questions are the questions you need to answer. The simple question is, does this convey to the person that they're in the right place? Does it convey the feeling that you want to them to get when they land on the site? So here, you know, it's like I'm not sure that there's anything exciting happening. The fonts are just fonts we've all seen before, so they don't give anything away in terms of personality. You've got a video on here which may or may not be interesting, but I think maybe because of the setting that it's in, it's like if I landed on a site that was really exciting and I saw that video, maybe I'd click it. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking, it's like, I'm not sure still if I'm in the right place. I mean, this is no criticism, John. Yep. It's a critique, but not a criticism, because so many people are doing exactly the same thing.
Sure.
And so if I'm still wondering if I'm in the right place, I'm probably going to scroll past the video, to be honest. And you've got quite a nice photograph there of yourself. The fonts are all kind of uniform. I might kind of scan through that. I might see a few different words, but it's like the impact not really happening. And like these couple of images here are a bit more interesting. I'm starting, too late, mind you, but you know, that's like we're learning from this experience. I'm starting to get more of a sense of your personality. I look at these couple of images. Now, they're not the best images, but they're quite good in the fact that I'm getting a sense of like people are looking at you and they're going, oh my God, this guy's amazing. How interesting. Like this guy's laughing. Other people are looking up at you. These are the, so far, the best images that we've had on your site, and they're buried like a third of the way down already.
Yep.
Because these are engaging. That they could be better. What people are saying, third-party validations are always good. But this is, you know, these are the way these are set out are not interesting particularly to look at or read. And even the images of people are not, so very often people will send you little teeny, teeny, bitty images for you to put on your website because that's all they've got of themselves. But even if you've got these tiny, teeny images, which are not very engaging, you have to lay them out in an engaging way and then lay out the actual testimonial in an engaging way and kind of turn it into a little piece of art. If you haven't got the piece of art, which is maybe a great photograph to go with it, you have to use the layout to turn it into a great piece of art. And then you've got some credibility pieces here down the bottom, which is always good to have. and then maybe that's something you would consider having toward the top of the page. I don't have hard and fast rules about anything, to be honest. Sometimes it's better to have them at the top of the page. Sometimes you can put them at the bottom of the page. So I don't have a feeling about what's the best thing to do here. But because you've got five, and they're, I mean, these are nice credibility logos. I would certainly I'd make them more dominant on the page. Doesn't necessarily mean putting them at the top. It could, I mean, who knows? I'd certainly make them bigger than that, like to breathe out into the space. Actually, one thing I will say about your site, John, is I like how it doesn't go too wide, because when a site goes super wide right across the page, it's really hard to read, and it's not user-friendly. I mean, I think you've got quite a lot of layout issues here, but that's one of the things that you're not doing, so that's a good thing. You've got a guarantee on there, which is kind of nice, but it's like, it's brown, you know, it's brown, and brown's not exciting. Brown is not a magic color.
Well, you know, I got that color from Barry.
Damn you.
I wanted I accept wholeheartedly your criticisms. The reasoning was I was trying deliberately to project I'm a professional. I'm not one of those wacky, silly, cheesy entertainers or magicians. So that's why I went with the brownish crimson carbine red as opposed to a tacky, in-your-face sort of a...
And yeah, I get that.
And the somber colors, as you mentioned.
Yeah, they are, but it's like you're an interesting guy. You're a magician. For the sake, it's like, don't even pretend to be normal.
I love that.
Yeah, it's like if they want like some normal like a browny red kind of guy, it's like they can go and just get a talker. It was like they're bringing some magic into their lives. They try and blend in. But you know, it's definitely, there's so much you could do with this, John. But it's not the end of the world. I mean, just like listen to those few suggestions I made, and yep, you can make the site so much better, so much more quickly.
Awesome. Hey, does somebody have a TV on in the back or something? I can't see who's talking, but it's hard to hear.
I have a question about that magician thing.
Thanks.
Barry, I listened to, I think, an interview with you and Bill Hurst, and I've also watched some of his talks. You remember Bill, I'm sure.
I love Bill, yeah.
You know, he's a magician, but he tries to look as much like his clients as possible and not stand out in that way so that they take him more seriously.
Great distinction.
Yeah, so, but he is a magician, so... how do we find our own way on that, you know, and balance those two things out?
Yeah, let me give Carrie Ann just a second, and I'm sure this will lead into her speaking beautifully about this. But Bill is, you know, Bill looks like every IBM salesman in the world, and he's this world-class magician. That's his brand. You know, honestly, that it's such a perfect fit for his brand and who he is.
What's his name? Bill what?
H-E-R-Z. Yeah, Bill Hurst magician. He's... Yeah, see, I haven't been to his website in years, but here's just a little peek at it. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe we could screen share that and have her critique it, or, you know.
Yeah. Let's stay with ours. Let's jump around, and then I'm going to ask Carrie Ann something that I think will summarize this, because there are all kinds of – Karen, can you stop that screen share for 1 second? Let me pop this on here. Yeah, and you guys can probably see this if you're in speaker view for me. You know, Bill is this could be the picture from IBM Salesman of the Year, your 25-year anniversary party. You know, it's that's just who he is as a magician. It's, everything is the biggest companies.
I can tell you right now, Bill could be doing so much better.
Dude, I'm not hearing you too well. Are you guys hearing Carrie Ann right?
No, there's some feedback from...
I'm going to mute everybody except Carrie Ann, I think. And then we'll just make people live when you get to talk to them.
Okay, is that better?
Yes, that sounds great.
Okay, yeah. So I was just thinking that Bill, honestly, if he's doing well, so here's a one thing that's important to know. Like, if someone has been in the game forever, they've built up so much credibility. They've built up so many contacts. They've been out there for a long time, and they can get away with a lower level of branding. So I'm just looking at Bill's site here that you've just put up in front of me. And if he was a startup now, it would be on the, like, the 50th percentile of, like, okayness. But he's clearly well known. He's got a reputation. He's established. He's got the connections. He can get away with this, but actually this website is, I think it's below par for what she's operating at, to be honest.
Yep.
So here's one of the things about branding that I loved when I figured it out for myself, because I don't know if you guys have heard my story, but I was an entrepreneur and things weren't working out that great for me. And when I figured out the branding piece, because of my fashion design background, everything shifted really instantly. And it was because suddenly I looked like that. I had the credibility of someone that had been in the game for a decade versus someone that was actually at that stage of my new business. I was kind of pretty much a startup, but I looked like I was really established. And so if your competition is really established, they can get away with stuff that's a bit crappy because they're established.
Hold on 1 second. I'm going to unmute you in a second, but I have to mute everybody because there's something very weird in the background happening. Let me find you. Sorry about that. That was, I'm sure, making many of us crazy. Unmute. There you are. You're back on.
Yay. Okay. Sorry. So I don't want to repeat myself, but if you're established, you can get away with so-so brand. If you are up and coming and you want to compete with the people who are established, you have to look better than them. Frankly, I mean, I'm sorry. This website is tragic.
Isn't that something? Yeah.
Yeah. But he's very established. He has the credibility. He's well known. So he can get away with it. But if you want to compete with him, then you can. That's what I love about branding. It takes you up to, like, it just makes you look like you're at this level. That's really what it does. It's like it's instant credibility. And so that is because it's very hard to elevate yourself in terms of, like, if someone's been in the game 20 years, you can't wait 20 years to catch up with them.
Right.
But you don't have to. That's what I love about, like, really looking sharp.
I love it. Yeah, that's really important. And I wanted just to show an example of, let's see, do I have you pinned? I see you full screen. I'm not sure why. Oh, interesting. I'm not sure why that got you as full screen full time. Maybe it's just me, the way I'm set up. Are you guys seeing Carrie Ann full screen? And everybody else on a share? Sorry about that. Let me stop that screen share. I think that's it. No. Boom. All right. So are you guys able to see my screen too? I want to share something here. Are you guys somebody?
Anybody? So no one can talk to you now, Barry.
Oh, everybody's
you have to share, Ed. No. You have to share.
I'm sorry. Unmute yourself. That's why I am on speaker. Yeah, I forgot. I muted everybody. Oh, my God.
So everyone's doing sign language to you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so bad at sign language. So let me share this for a second. I want to just show you what Carrie Ann's talking about. I mean, and what she just hit on is right. You can compete. And your brand, your image you put out, that is the great separator. I mean, it is powerful. I mean, Caroline just shared this, lovely change. She's who spoke at the beginning. She's the one who did this big theater show the other night. Did her sold out theater show, did a TEDx this morning up in Northern Sweden. And, you know, she went through a lot of work though, but she loved everything. Yeah. Everything about your talk she took to heart. I mean, I know that there was nothing got passed up on. In fact, she even pointed, she didn't know you were coming on when she talked at the beginning of this group. She said, oh, there's this great talk on branding. So that was funny, but I know she took that all to heart. Just, capturing this. So let me show you guys just one separation that I really noticed in my world here. Not that. Yeah, here. This is what 30 Days Sugar Free was when Carrie Ann, when I decided, look, I got to step out of this thing. I'm the roadblock in this thing. I'm the reason that more 45 to 65-year-old women aren't, who are overweight, who want to live longer, who are suffering from diabetes. You know, this is what they landed on when they heard me on a podcast or whatever. Carrie Ann took it to, this is our member page now. This is inside our member where they have this nice little dashboard of what to do. They get the book. Their days are laid out like this in the program. The current day they're active on is lit up and the rest are available another way, or they're not available until that day. But, you know, that this is the brand. This is what people who are, this did exactly what Carrie Ann just shared. This put, this raised me, my game to be able to compete with the Bill Hurs of the health world. You know, it all of a sudden it gave us a platform to sound and look and feel like, yeah, we knew what we were doing. And yeah, it's not cheap to go through a branding exercise, and your career isn't, your career shouldn't be something you just look at, how can I pinch the most pennies out of this thing? And yeah. Carrie Ann will grab another couple of websites and dig in here, but every single thing she says, take a look at how can I take this and take the gist of what she's saying, regardless of what budget I'm on right now, how can I get this done? You know, I was just listening to this great podcast. Someone said it used to be a how economy, like how am I going to do this? Now it's a who economy, like who do I know who could speed this up? And I just love that. Same three letters, just jumbled around. The distinction was great. I wasn't showing that website while I was talking, but this is, you know, this is the kind of, this is what women of that age who were having those problems in their life who come here, this is what made them feel comfortable with seeing one of their own, having a great little video here that lets the visitor know, you know, I'm a lot like you, and boom, and everything here. So this was great. So anyway, in the box there, Carrie Ann, I think Sarah shared another website. If we could take a run through that one, that would be awesome.
Okay.
And unmute yourself, you guys, if you want to jump in, please. Don't wait for me.
Okay. So Sarah, okay.
Sarah Coons, yeah.
I just found that. Let's throw that up. Okay. Okay, and I'll screen share. Okay. Oh, so I like your image, Sarah. Okay, so I'm guessing I've come here knowing a bit about what you do, and you look fun, which is great. I've got the zest and sweetness of a pineapple, the grace of a dolphin, and the comedian stylings of your dad. That's funny.
That's way funny. I'm not sure I read that. That's hilarious.
Like, I'm already, like, I'm getting a sense of your personality, which I think is, like, that's great. It's, like, really kind of... Your brand is designed to make people fall in love with you. And so people getting a sense of your personality and the fact that they're a match for your personality is the first step. In fact, I did a really quick Facebook Live today, and there's an analogy I use, and I may have even used it on our interview before, Barry. It's like you walk into a room and there are three different corners, and there's these different groups of people in the corners. Like, you know, one of them's clinking champagne glasses and laughing, one of them's low lighting and strumming a guitar, and another one's having an animated debate. And they're all really cool corners, except that when you walk into that room, you know exactly which corner you want to go to. Mm. And that is how your brand. So we're looking at websites here, and websites are really small portions of a brand. As you know, Barry, it's like your social media is important. The words you use, the copy you use, how you present yourself on your business card, all of it ties together. But it's like you're flagging your corner. So someone walks into the room at the party and they know that yours is the right corner for them. So coming to this page, looking at, I've got the zest and sweetness of a pineapple and the grace of a dolphin and the comedic stylings of your dad. It's like the person who's a little bit wacky and offbeat is absolutely 100% going to go, well, that sounds like my corner. Now, here's a little bit of a caveat, Sarah. And so I love what you've done. And frankly, for me, if I'm a speaker booker, I'm down for this. Like, you know, I'm just like that, just that one sentence is going to have drawn me in. So here's the question. Is that the personality of your speaker booker? So here's a really interesting distinction. It's like your page, guys, predominantly is for your speaker booker. Like it's like whoever your ideal client is, that's who your page is for. So for example, with Barry, with your 30 days sugar-free, you know your page is for that middle-aged woman who wants to lose a bit of weight and has too much sugar in her life. She's the direct consumer. However, when you're in the entertainment business, your direct consumer, who's your audience, are not the people to book you. So you have to be 100% sure that you're speaking to the bookers. And what the bookers feel is the personality that their audience wants to view. So not to say that anything's right or wrong, but like that's a really important distinction to have in your head.
In a way, it's funny. In a way, what that says to me is that sentence right there, it's going to self-select the right clients in and the wrong ones out. And that's beautiful. And what Carrie Ann's adding onto that is make sure the ones that it appeals to, you know, aren't the whack jobs, you don't have any money, or you're marketing to some festival that doesn't make any sense. For the market you're working now, Sarah's doing a lot of busking and festivals, things like that. As she moves into, more inside, I've already had her do she's going to blow our minds in a year. She'll be on sitting here as Caroline, I know. But she's already doing a
pitch. Blimey, Sarah, is that you?
Yeah.
Holy. Yeah.
Something not right with that girl.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so pretty damn cool. But I had her get in touch with and do a little proposal to come and speak to a National Organization of Women's chapter meeting. You know, this is a voice. This is a voice that a group like that would appreciate. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So Sarah, tell me, I unmute yourself again. It's like, what's the pineapple connection?
Well, my show has a Hawaiian theme and I wear a pineapple helmet for most of it. The photo that's actually on the website is old, so I didn't have the helmet yet, but I end up being an idiot with a pineapple on my head half the time.
I love it. I love the idea of a pineapple helmet. I want one.
Thank you.
Okay. So I think that your vibe on your site is really cool. I think that, God, you're bloody bendy. That's right. For sure. I think that, so there are a lot of things I like about you. So I think the layout, you could do yourself a lot more favors. But on the whole, I think your site is well above average. And so that's a really good thing. And I just, the biggest thing is that your personality really comes through. And I do, it's like Barry, what you said about self-selecting, I think it's the biggest thing that branding has the potential to do is to draw the right people to you and send the others off like screaming in the other direction.
Oh yeah.
But to their right match. Like, so you're a right match for someone and someone else is a right match for them. So we're not, with branding, we're not trying to get everyone. We're trying to get the right people. And by really targeting the right people and really being very authentic and speaking to them where they are, then you actually, even though you're actually kind of segmenting down to less people in a way, it's those people are so right that you actually have a better, larger audience.
Love that. Yeah, in fact, your website, your branding can do a lot of the 80-20 work for you. It really can.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Well, good. That's great. You just did kind of a little bit of a branding exercise with Sarah, but I know you've done one where you just kind of help people extract. And one of our members kind of said, man, I don't even know what my brand is. It's funny, like watching Carrie Ann's lecture, I realized I'm just, and this is Dan. If you're on, Dan, if you could unmute yourself, I'd love to, if you were up for it, just have Carrie Ann maybe kind of walk you through a little bit of an exploratory piece.
Yeah, I'm here, guys.
Yeah. Bring it up. Give, put your website in the chat, Dan, and let's, and thank you, Sarah, for being brave on that. And, you know, it's great.
Thank you for looking at it. That was so helpful.
Yeah, you're awesome.
Can I ask one quick question? You said something about the layout. What did you mean about it's not doing favors? Is that the one-page layout?
No. Well, one-page layouts are fine. I feel like it's, okay, so here's what it is. Sometimes I have an idea and I can't articulate it. I have to kind of think of it. I feel like the layout is a little bit formulaic for you and you are off the wall. You know, you've got grids and stuff like that. So it's like, although you don't fit into a box, your website does.
Gotcha.
So that's the thing. Like, you need to take that personality and put it into every aspect.
Like meta personality branding. Okay, got it.
Yeah. Oh, have to do that, don't we?
Boom.
Okay.
Hey, Dan put a website in there, and Dan read he watched your lesson, and I'll just share with you because it's pretty telling of where maybe some people are at, and Dan is just, you know, going through this thing with his heart on his sleeve, and I freaking love that. I mean, that to me, that's the way to really grow. But he said module 4 takeaways were numerous. I know this isn't true, but the whole time watching this video, I kept hearing massive scraping sounds like layers of concrete getting raked with a hand trowel, the sound of everything that needs to go. And I asked people, what's the closest you've ever been to nailing your brand? I keep thinking I don't even have a brand. He said, I feel like I've been acting as a mercenary for so long, taking whatever gigs come along to fill the calendar. So I don't know who I am or who I'm marketing to. So yeah, I'd love to have you maybe just help them try and extract some juice, and everyone else who's watching can kind of do the exercise too.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. So, Dan, piano music show. Okay. So, sing along, dance along, laugh along, all night long. Okay, so I guess my first impression I get here, I'm thinking Billy Joel right off the bat. And so, I don't have a judgment about whether that's good or bad.
Which he's not. It's funny. He's a... like 20 years of improv comedy with, you know, the big troops in America. And it's so it's funny that that's a word that came out.
I don't get any sense that this would be funny. Straight away, I get a sense. It's like it's a piano music show that everyone will enjoy. Okay. All right. So I was, like, it does take me a moment to kind of gather my thoughts. Dan, steel yourself. Because I'm sort of being naughty because I do that.
Get me, Carrie Ann. It's but... okay.
I think someone drew on the screen. Those green lines aren't there, but I've been on a meeting where people have drawn and we all see it. So,
all right. Okay.
Don't worry about the green lines. Yeah.
Yes. So for me, Dan, this makes me want to gnaw my own arm off. Mm. Like, you know, how they have those stories of, like, you know, like foxes trapped in a thing. Like, for me, a piano music show that everyone will enjoy, I'm thinking of someone playing a muzak. Like, if everyone's going to enjoy it, I'm pretty sure I'm not. Because I can be pretty certain that the music that I like is not going to be there, only simply because everyone will enjoy it. So I think that's your first mistake. That's a mistake that we all make when we get started in business. We think we'll get more business. Excuse me, I just flicked my microphone if anyone just got a ping in their ear. We think we'll get more business by appealing to more people, and it's simply not true. You're actually probably going to get more business by having a pineapple on your head, Sarah, than trying to appeal to everyone and saying everyone will enjoy it. So I would totally ditch that, you know, that everyone will enjoy. And I would really start selecting for people. I mean, clearly you've been around, Dan. It's like you have this comedy aspect to you. You're incredibly talented to have survived even in music for 20 years. That is like a seriously major achievement. You are talented beyond belief. And yet you're just putting yourself in with kind of everyone that can be an entertainer. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. So moving on. So you've got, so funny, musical and talented. Now that is more interesting. It's like, I certainly raise the profile of that. I mean, so actually here's a thing to say. Most people like naming their business. So sometimes if you've got a really established business, you definitely don't want to change the name of it. But if you haven't got a super established business, it can be worth changing the name of your business. So I'm not a big fan, generally speaking, of naming your business after yourself, because it doesn't tell people what's in it for them. My own business is not called Carrie-Anne Cotmer Edwards. It's called Unforgettable Impact. You may have heard Kick-Ass Impact, but I've recently rebranded myself. Rebranders, we do that kind of stuff, yeah. No matter how painful it is. Piano Music Show is like, it's kind of like watching paint dry, isn't it? So I think there's a much more interesting name waiting out there for you, Dan, because funny, musical and talented. Now, actually, that appeals to me. Like, that could be a great strapline. I don't know 100% that it's like your forever strapline, but it's actually quite good. And it's fun. I would get some color into this, because it's like you're a colorful character.
Yep.
I'm not a fan of black and white, Barry. I'm not a black and white kind of a gal, am I?
No, my gosh.
No.
Hey, who's ever said, that's John, who's taken all the great notes of the gems that are being said. Yeah, put Carrie Ann's not a black and white gal in all in caps. That would be good.
Yeah, but, you know, so a black and white can be appropriate for some things, but I really think that entertainment, like, you guys out there, you are so goddamned awesome. The things that you do blow people's minds. Like, don't take a backseat with black and white. And even, you know, even with your images. So I know I have an unfair advantage here. I can take an image and I can work it with Photoshop to like bump up the colors and like, you know, make everything more vibrant. And it would be worth doing that. Your images have to be exciting, because actually your job is to excite people, isn't it? Like, people don't book an entertainer because they don't want to be excited.
Right.
So, like, that's a basic premise.
That should be a given for sure.
Yeah. But you have some good elements on here. Having said that, you know, it's like,
can you picture, give an example of an exciting image? I've seen some, you said, for example, on my site, the top image was the least interesting image or least exciting. There was nothing really exciting.
Yeah, well, it was kind of cut off, wasn't it? We're just seeing the top of people's heads. Mm-hmm. You've got a little bit of a kind of a semi-interesting scrolling effect. Actually, one of the things that happens when you have websites where
parallax.
When you put a big image into the parallax, it will tend to cut off either the sides or the...
Sure.
Or the top and bottom. In your case, it's cut off the top and bottom, and whatever was interesting's been cut out.
So an exciting image would be Sarah on top of a tree. On top of a tree.
It might That's be. Exciting. Yeah, it might be. I mean, it might not. It might be something unexpected. Just let me share something. Oh, where is it?
I don't know who did those green lines, but if you hit that tool again and hit the eraser, they'll come off. But I don't think they'll come off until you do that.
Yeah, it's like, it's scrolling with us.
Yeah, it's funny. They're just there. I think they stick to whoever did it.
I just have a site that it's just one of my lovely clients who's not in the entertainment game. And it's just I think it's an example, John, of an image that's unexpected and exciting. So
You know, in I hate to steal so much time, but there are images buried in the videos tab, navigation tab, which may be more exciting than the ones on my homepage.
Okay. Yeah, so
where people are reacting.
Yeah, with and there may be great images, but the thing is, you can do interesting things with images as well. So I'm just trying to. Okay, so for example, this is an image of so when I work with my clients, I
it didn't often share brainstorm. Yet,
I'll brainstorm a photo shoot that they go out on. And actually, we did that with Amy, didn't we, for 30 mm-hmm. days, Barry?
Big time.
Yeah, so this is so I sent my client Gina out to get some photographs done, and we brainstormed it, and, you know, I had a chat with her photographer, and she sent me back a bunch of images, and they were really fantastic images, amazing images, but then we took them to the next level, so... Just, I like this image at the top here, which was an image. She was actually on a log with a river in the background and trees stuff. Because they, but I pulled it off and turned it into something that, like, that shocks people. That right. lets them know, like, holy shit, I'm like somewhere really different. This yep. is not. I am. You know, we're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. And that's what you really need to do with your images.
Mm, love that. I yeah. love how you stretched it out to cover the whole woohoo and, you know, even covered out the cutting out with a nice shadow above the woohoo. It's just great. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not to say you can do that with every one of your images if you're just working on them yourself, but like with your images, make sure you get great images. And when you do, like, spend a little bit of time making them the best, most interesting images that you can. I mean, I think I can't really emphasize this enough. People are coming to you for entertainment. Be entertaining.
Yep. I think that's huge. It's just a big and it's funny, you know, that's nothing we have to change. We are that on stage. What we have to do is carry that in. I just did a great line with Michael Miguel, who's on here. And, you know, he did this voiceover for this client. And it was like, you know, like, that's not who you are on stage. Let's bring that
yeah.
element. Yeah. Really good.
Absolutely. Okay.
That's fun.
We play with another one?
Yeah. Was there another one in the chat? Let me take a look.
Thank you.
I think if you stop sharing your screen for a second, maybe those green lines will go away. They've become yeah. a part of my obsessive compulsive disorder now. Which is...
Thank you very much, Carrie Ann. Really appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're so welcome.
I don't like it, but I appreciate it.
No, but actually, like, honestly, the thing is, I'm working from a really high level as well.
Oh, my gosh. I should have warned you guys. I really brought you on without that. I mean, she's not a...
Kind yeah. of unfair, yeah.
Nothing...
You take 10% of what I say and apply it, it's like it's going to be 50% like activity.
Okay. Yep.
Can I ask a question about Dan's page before we move to something else?
Yeah, please.
So Carrie Ann, if you notice on Dan's page, most of the pictures are of him, and any audience reactions that you see, they're very far off in the distance. It's a little bit hard to read what their reactions are. Would you recommend having... putting audience reactions a little bit more in the forefront, or because you're looking to whatever, I'll stop there.
Yeah. So that's an excellent question, actually, Tom. So one of the things I always resist on a page is making it too much about the person whose page it is. And so I work hard to figure out, the last thing that people want, like when they come to a website, they want to see what it's about. They want to get a vibe for the personality, definitely. But we don't want it about me, 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 because that becomes very tiring very quickly. So I think it's a good idea to, and sometimes it's challenging if to make it not about the performer. It's like you go, well, I'm a performer and they're yep. paying me to show up and be on stage and be in front of them. Like, how do I show myself in a way that's not that? And so I think showing yourself performing with an audience or from a different perspective is good. I always do avoid having a lot of images of the person whose website it is on the same page. Generally speaking, I would probably only put one image per page of the actual person. But obviously, because I design websites, they tend to have a lot more pages. If you've just got one page and it's like a long front page, you might have two images of yourself. But the more images you show of yourself, the more it's about you. And of course, your website is not at all about you in the terms of the person who's viewing it. It's about them and who their audience is and how you're going to meet their needs. I'm trying to think of another site that I could show you.
I'm thinking of this site, Swoonworthy Strategic Branding for Audacious Entrepreneurs.
Well, there is that one. That's kind of fun too.
But you know, again, we don't want to make it about you. But I mean, I just looked at your new stuff, and it's just really remarkable of where you've come in the years since we've seen that you've drank your own Kool-Aid, and it's just. Uh-huh. And you talk about self-filtering. I mean, this is great. Just
if really they don't buy into that, they're not interested. But the first image is not of me. It's of an idea. It's like, if they relate to those crazy sparkly glasses, I just know they're my kind of people. Mm. And then, I do have an image of myself a bit lower down because I think they deserve to know who I am.
Right, yep.
But you go into the pages beyond that, and I think I don't have another image of myself for maybe 3 or 4 pages. Like, it's just not about me. It's
right.
About
I have these nice, just wonderful. It's all on target. You know, you're doing what you do. You're doing what you do so well. So you guys take a look at this too, just unforgettableimpact.com, just to, kind of see who we're listening to, and you'll see.
Does it apply to us a little bit different?
Yeah. Since I was going to say,
we are the product. I mean, we're not selling branding. We're selling, I mean, I know that ultimately the client only cares about how we affect their audience and what we do for them, but we are also the product and they want to know about us. So how does that?
I do agree. Actually, maybe we should have a look at Dr. Bob's site, Barry.
Yeah, bring that up. That'd be great.
Yeah, let's do that because
this is an entire rebranding that Carrie Ann did for a Showbiz Blueprint alumni. And boy, I really, this went through a couple incarnations, and then she, it's funny. You don't even have to talk about it, right? When it is like, you see early ones and there's still conversation, so it's not right. And then you hit one and there's no conversation. You go, oh, we're done looking.
Yes.
Yep. It answers.
So I think I'm bringing up the performance of medicine. So I've done a few sites for Bob. We've been working together a while now. I mean, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And he did first hear me on Showbiz Blueprint all those years ago. This is one of his sites. And
I don't think it's sharing yet.
No, I'm just.
Oh, okay. No problem.
Just trying to figure out. Here we go.
Yes, because you did a book site for him on a new site. This is a great example of congruency and brand.
Yeah. So, maybe I should have done Dr. Bob, but I think this will do. So it's like this. Yeah, no, I should have done Dr. Bob because this is about his book. So it's not really going to illustrate the point. Okay. DrBobBaker.com.
Can I comment? I feel like these sites are, I would say, as an Norwegian perspective, oh my God, so American.
Yeah.
As an Norwegian, I would see this and like, wow, this is just, wow. It feels fake for me all the way. All these sites you're showing me right now, as a Norwegian at least, I get it works, at least in the States. I'll get it, but it works a lot of places, probably even in Norway. But it's just about, wow. It's like, yeah. The Norwegian billboard feeling. No, the American billboard feeling all the way.
I hear you, Hans. I think that, in some ways it is a North American way of marketing. Do I think that it works in Europe just as well? I do think these principles apply, but you know, I think that Europeans can be a little more conservative. That's why, Barry, you know that like 99% of my clients are in North America because we our vibe gels really well. But I do think that these principles are pretty universal. So I'm pretty confident in saying that.
Yeah.
But that's a really good point, Hans.
Yeah. I've never seen a Norwegian or a Scandinavian side who isn't as flashy in a way.
Almost. Yeah, that's because Europeans need to be flashier. That's my...
It wouldn't hurt.
No, exactly. So I'm originally Australian, and that's why, like, okay, I live in Britain, and they're very conservative here, but they're lovely. I love living here. But they because I'm originally Australian, they kind of give me a pass. They let me be outrageous, and they go, oh, well, it's just because she's Australian. So it's like you do have to, like, you have to know where you are. But I do think that here's another thought. And actually, Barry, you can shut me up at any point if I'm talking too long. But, you know.
No, it's great. I think you're nailing it.
So I really think we live in the age of celebrity, and for better or worse, frankly, it's like, I'm not saying it's a good thing, but we live in the age of celebrity. And if you can present yourself as a celebrity, it's like, if you want to position yourself for, to charge premium fees, you have to look like a premium player. And because we live in the age of celebrity, that is how you need to present yourself. You need to present yourself like someone who's got it going on, because again, for better or worse, people will, that's what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. And I do think that you need to look like a celebrity in your niche. If that puts some people off, then you go, hallelujah, I'm really glad, because they're not my people.
And you know, along that, no matter how you guys hear that in your heads, I'll just add to you that people know what we show them and how we show up. And for a huge majority of the audiences, we are that celebrity. I mean, I've seen that. I'll finish an hour show and just surrounded by people. And literally at the airport next day, I couldn't get arrested unless I, you know, urinated in a corner. No one would even know or talk, you know, there's nothing. So it is that moment. And we get to have that moment on our website. And I think this is a great example here, the screen that Carrie Ann's showing about what she did for, you know, a guy who was a doctor for 35 years. And now he speaks to doctors about how he brings the principles of show business into the exam room to retire with some of the highest patient experience ratings a doctor could possibly receive. So
what I wanted to kind of show about this page is, so we have an image of him in the header, because they've got to meet him, because it is about him. He is a speaker. So I think this applies to this audience. He's an entertainer, a performer. And so they do need to meet him. And we've got another image of him right underneath it, and by necessity, because it's his video and his showreel. So it really does have to show him, or they wouldn't know it was about him. Mm-hmm. Then we move down the page, and it's like we break it up with using like a quote as an image. So you still want images going down the page, but this actually, so what I often do when I really need to break something up is I'll use something that's not an image as an image. So I will use a quote as an image, or I'll use a piece of copy as an image, or turn it into an image somehow to break up that me thing. And then we've got some testimonials, and then we've got his book at the bottom. So he is appearing twice on his homepage, but that's it. There's no more pictures of him on his homepage. Of course, when they go to his about page, his speaking page, they're going to see him again on his contact page. That's okay. But one image per page, generally speaking, it's not a hard and fast rule. Like, you know, with the page, oh, I've forgotten your name, gorgeous woman, with the pineapple, Sarah. It's like you had a lot of images there. Possibly too many, but a lot of them were of the audience looking at you and showing that you're a street performer. It's like, it's how relevant are they to your speaker bookers or your performer booker's idea of how you're going to turn up for their audience is informs how often you put yourself on your page.
Love that. Wow, it's really good.
Yeah, so I'll stop that one again.
Good. I have a question about celebrity.
I'm going to load my front page, though, because I still agree on the superstar thing. I still really, it might be my listed mind, but it's just a way of, I never seen a Norwegian site actually doing that kind of boom.
That's good. So you have an opportunity, Hans.
Yeah. I'll be the first.
You could be. Like you could, yeah. It's like, well, you have to take a chance.
For sure. I'm open for it. I'm just saying, I really believe it's a cultural thing.
It may be. Yeah, I mean, I can say.
My front page. Just check out my front page.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I know he put his in there, and I'd love to, maybe we just do a couple of power ones where we spend a minute or so, or, you know.
Hans, you can make an additional domain and a second site. As a sort of, and then go as tacky and as American as you possibly can.
That's funny.
While keeping your current site conservative.
That's a fun idea. That's a really fun idea.
Okay. You know, I've loved having, there's two gentlemen from Norway in this group, Carrie Ann, and they have this expression, which they could say, but the translation of it is, you know, you're nothing special. Don't stick out.
Ooh.
You know, yeah, so that's in the DNA, and it's interesting. It's, how does that expression go, Hans? How do you say it?
The law of Jante. The law of Jante, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, well,
I love that.
Maybe you could put that in your brand.
Hans says that is.
Yeah, I'm going to, Hans, forgive me, I'm going to call you out on that.
Sure.
Because I grew up in Australia, and in Australia they have the tall poppy syndrome. And I imagine it's kind of the same thing. It's like if you're a tall poppy, you get cut down. No one likes anyone to stand out too much. And yet we've got Matt, who we should show Matt's site in a bit.
Oh, yeah, I'll bring him up, yeah.
And like he's now, the thing is, there's a little bit of a caveat here. He's originally a Brit that went to Australia to live. And I think maybe because I'm Australian who came to England to live, even though we found ourselves in more conservative societies, we, by going somewhere out of our comfort zone, we gave ourselves permission to be a little bit bigger than we might have normally been had we stayed where we were. And I think that you almost have to manufacture that in your own place, because I think people do respond to it everywhere. I promise you, the very reason that you are on this call, that you connected with Barry, is because of his Americanness, of his ability to put himself out there and do crazy things. And I think that's why my market tends to be in America, but that's why everyone here on this call has gravitated toward Barry, because he has that energy about him. There's something a little bit larger than life. And that is who we want to associate with, someone a little bit larger than life. So when someone's booking you for a gig, they want a little bit of your larger than life energy. They don't need you to be their next door neighbor and like the guy down the road that's not better than anyone. They actually need you to be extraordinary, and that's why they're going to book you. Now, having said that, I don't think your site is boring at all, Hans. It's like,
I'm not saying it's boring. I'm always trying to be in larger life. I've always been the tall puppy being shut down, and
yeah,
I know it. I'm going even further, but yeah.
And so it's good. You got some really fun images on here. I think it's got a great sense of personality about it. Definitely, these images are really fun, and yeah, it's doing some good things. It's like I would give people a bit more about you on this page. Like, although I can see they're gonna have to click to go.
Yeah, I gotta get around to know you.
But quality entertainment for your event, boring. You've bought into the lowest common denominator there. Tell them something outrageous about you and be prepared to repel some people, because you got it going on. They're going to come back, I promise you.
Awesome. And do you think, I mean, this is an interesting conversation. Is the tall puppy, the don't stick out, you know, it's probably going to turn with this generation and the next one. It's,
oh yeah. I mean, well, I hope so.
And gosh, I you know, a guy like a good looking guy like Hans there, you know, he could propel the growth curve quite a bit by sticking out. So I put a link in there. Could you show Matt's site, Carrie Ann? Because this is a complete floor to bottom scrape. This is the scraping sound that Dan was fearing he would have to hear. Matt did that with his entire brand. Carrie Ann.
So Matt's Australian. Well, you know, he lives in Australia. He's been there 20 years. So he counts as Australian. And they've got the whole tall puppy syndrome thing going on there. And his site to begin with, actually, I know where we can get it.
Oh, I may have stuck something weird in. I don't know.
Yeah, no, actually, I won't do that. Here we go. So this is his site now. But that's his personality, isn't it, Barry?
Yep. Oh, my gosh.
He is such a cheeky chappy. And so it's like, this is completely, it's so engaging. You know who he is right off the bat. You know that, like, this guy's got some tricks up his sleeve. He's got a mischievous twinkle in his eye right from the get-go. So actually, here's a good point. And Hans, this might help you. It's like, this isn't, in a way, this isn't flashy. So you don't have to be flashy to be different.
Yep.
Or stand out. This is great, actually, yeah, in a way, it's almost a bit like, I've got a secret and like, can you guess what it is? So it's almost holding back in a way. It's just that it's so interesting that it draws you in.
Interesting. Yeah.
So, and we came up with like, so he went with Matt Hale because he was well known already in Australia, but we just created a really interesting tagline for him because he was doing comedy hypnosis to begin with and he wanted to move into speaking. So we created this concept of mind hacking the status quo, which is quite intriguing. It's also a little bit kind of intellectually highbrow, like mind hacking the status quo. Like, if you don't know what a status quo is, then this is not going to be of interest to you. However, his target audience is the speaker booker who's booking for corporate sites. This is not going to be, it's not going to be Greek to them. It's just going to be Latin.
Yep. Yeah. Really good.
So it's again about like really understanding who your target audience is and speaking to them.
I love it. Carrie Ann, will you look in the chat? I think there's a couple other people. Maybe we can just put a timer on and do like a quick, I think you've covered so much that people can identify in their own stuff. But if you see something that either sticks out with a thumbs up or a thumbs down, maybe it would be great to just let people kind of see it. You comment on it and see, hey, can I identify that in my own stuff?
One here, I think it's from Tim. Let's have a quick look at that.
Yours.
How do you reconcile? You said they want our.
That was me, John. Hey, John.
We want to make our websites about them, how it benefits them and all about them, but at the same time they're seeking a celebrity or entertain or some personality, a persona. A paradox. It's confusing.
I don't have a pat answer. I'm so sorry, John. It's like it rests on your personality. That's the thing. That's the core of it. Like when I work with my clients, it's like I get to know their personality, their value system, and I wrap their brands around them. So I don't work with people that are just in their businesses just to make money, although we're all in our businesses to make money or else you're pretty stupid. But I recognize that we're all in personality driven businesses because this is our passion. This is our dream. And this is the difference we want to make in the world. So I always wrap a brand around a personality. So looking at this page, Tim, it's like I instantly get a sense of your personality. You've got your hands out to me. And it's like, it's obviously it's a show for kids. So you're communicating your message very directly. You look really kid friendly. So there's a lot going on here that's really positive. Like I feel like if I was looking for something that a kid friendly entertainer, I would definitely feel like I was in the right place. There's no doubt about that.
This is all before you've even read a word, Carrie-Anne. I'm just noting.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool.
We make all of these decisions the instant we see anything. Like it's like Harvard studies show that you've got 2 seconds to get your message across. And then if you get your message across in those 2 seconds, people will read further. So we have to do it under the 2 second radar, which means visually. So it can be words if they're like just your tagline or just the name that can get in under the 2 second radar. But obviously images and colors are going to get in much better under the 2 second radar. Like this conveys 1,000 words.
Yeah,
now,
wonderful.
I still think that your colors would need some work on the whole, Tim, because I don't feel like they're kid-friendly colors, but I think you get away with it enough because you've got enough going on that is really positive.
Neat.
So right. I think that's cool.
Who else put one in?
Okay, yeah, thank you so much.
Another one. You're really welcome.
I see if I go up, let me see, there was a... Oh,
hey, Carrie-Anne, can I ask you a question real quick?
Yeah, jump in, Miguel.
I'm having my website constructed as we speak. And I'm listening to all the ideas you're giving. How would you go about informing someone, this is what I want, this is how I want you to portray me? Because I'm battling that, trying to find my brand as well, because I'm a comedian. And with being a comedian, it's like, okay, you're a comedian. What type of comedian? It's either dirty or clean, television or nightclub. I'm an energetic, clean, family-friendly, can-do gospel, boyish charm, material-driven type comedian. That's my brand, or at least that's what I say my brand is. Am I on the right track, and how do I translate that into building the website?
Good one.
Well, yeah, okay. It's kind of complicated, but it's like you're definitely on the right track. You know who you are and what your thing is.
Let me jump in just for 1 second while you get your thoughts, Carrie-Anne. Carrie-Anne, she designed all the homework for this week with me, except for day one. So 2, 3, 4, and 5, like these things are just, these are shovels. So do those for sure, Miguel, each day. I don't even remember what we went through those and we dug out some cool exercises for people. So yeah, do those, but then and whatever else she has to say.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, I mean, it is complex to transfer those ideas to someone else. I mean, the biggest thing is to let them know what you just said. Like, this is what I stand for. It's like, this is who I am. This is everything about me. Like, and if you come up with an idea, I'm going to listen to it. But if it doesn't match what I just told you, then it's out. And you have to be strong enough and recognize it. Like, you know, if you come up with an idea, like sometimes when I'm designing sites or brands or whatever it is, I'll do something. I might've been working on it for a couple of hours. And then at the end of it, I'll just look at it and I'll go, you know what? It's not on brand. And I just throw it out. Like it doesn't matter how much time I've spent on it. It's out because it's off brand and it's not conveying the message. So do the homework, like figure out, the biggest thing is like, what is your message? And I know I said this like really recently with you, Barry, we're on a call. It's like, what really is your message? It's like, if you could just say one sentence to someone to change their life in a positive way and then never see them again, what would your message be? And does your brand, your website, your social media posts, the language you use, your business card, the way you talk to people when you're networking, does that sing from the same page? If it doesn't, it's out.
Okay. So you guys, just a place to insert some of what Carrie-Anne's brilliantly teaching today and demonstrating is the CVIs we do, the graphics we do. what can you do this week when you send something out to kind of draw that line in the sand and say, my people, come over here with me. And if it's not for you, I get it. Not a problem. We have so many opportunities because there's so many. I mean, there's hundreds of events every day. We have so many opportunities just to test. How does something feel? What does it feel like to actually hit send on something? What kind of a reaction do we get back? And boy, this is awesome. No one's here to stay the same. I promise you that. I mean, I made sure of that when you guys came in here, no one's here to stay the same. So what can you take from this and just do some sort of a graphic test, a single landing page test, getting something out, do all the exercises and the homework this week. And there's some challenges in those. So good. That's really good. Hey, there was one or two more. If you had a second, we can just power shoot these. Let's see. They're up a ways. I think Greg was the first one to put it in. Dubin, D-U-B-I-N, magic.com.
Okay.
And I know you're 8 hours ahead of me, so thank you.
Dubinmagic.com?
Yep.
That's no problem, Barry. This is really fun. Okay. Okay. Oh, Greg. Okay, share screen. Okay.
Yeah, I think Greg had to leave. So if he's had a comment or two, he could see in the replay here.
Yeah. Okay, so. Okay. Like this video in the background is kind of, it's like, it's a good idea. I kind of like it, but it's, I'm trying to figure out why it's misfiring for me. So I imagine he's trying to get the feeling of, I mean, to me, what this says is an old time magic show.
Yeah, like very much what he does. So that's on target.
Yeah, like there's a vintage kind of feel to it, which is quite fun. However, what he's actually doing doesn't seem that fascinating. So I feel like, just off the top of my head, if I could see this much closer up, I might find it a lot more fascinating.
Gotcha.
Because it's really far away. And so it just looks like a scene from a movie, if you will. And because it's a scene from a movie, we are so, gosh, we're so kind of desensitized to amazingness, aren't we? But when we see it up close, we kind of get it again. It reminds us how extraordinary this is, that, you know, we're seeing something that's impossible.
Right, exactly.
And so, but also, it's like if he wants to really play up that vintage thing, I would play it up much more. Like the only thing vintage about this is the kind of graininess of the video. So I'd make the whole, like if that's the shtick, I would do it, like really do it. But it's, and then, so we've got these very small little links down here and they're not enticing. Like I'm here, I'm looking at this, I'm going, so I'm a speaker booker. I'm not a member of the audience going, wow, that's cool. I'm a speaker booker going, okay, so he does some magic tricks and they kind of look like sort of old fashioned ones. Is that what our guys want? I think it's very, very limited.
Yeah. I mean, like, what's missing there is there's just a lot of available real estate that's not doing anything to, it's not bringing anything to the party.
Exactly. And I don't get a sense of Greg's personality. It's like if he's like this vintage thing could really be milked, like it could be really fun somehow and really different because it's vintage. So awesome. Yeah, that would
be very good. Thanks. I put a couple more at the very bottom that you won't have to scroll up.
Okay. I have a question.
I grabbed the other couple that people put up.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hi, Dylan.
Okay. I was just wondering, so if we are looking at speaker bookers, so I know how to appeal like on my social media and that to my direct audience right now, but my direct audience mainly has been jugglers who have no money. So I'm really going for a new audience and a new speaker booker image. How do I parse out
who that person is. Where do I find information for that? Where do I get, how, do you understand what I mean?
So it's, I mean, that's a tricky thing. It's like when I start working with a client, we do like a 3-hour session to figure that stuff out, like one-on-one and like going into really, but,
is that all it was? It felt like days. No, I'm kidding. it was like being dragged over gravel. It was intense. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's no quick answer to that, Dawn. It's really, first of all, so and you're probably kind of hearing these themes recurring, so forgive me if it sounds repetitive, but it really kind of is. It's like, who am I? Who do I want to perform for? And then who are they? Who do they want to see? And is that a match? And what can I do? What do I do that's different? What's unique about me? And how can I fit that into, like, so it's almost like a Venn diagram where you've got three things intersecting. So it's you, your personality, them, and what they need, what their goals are. So really try and put your head into the mind of the speaker booker and what their goals are, and then your skills and how they would intersect with those other two pieces. And that's going to give you like the sweet spot in the middle, really. Figure out who your act can make the most difference to. And then think of the speaker booker that's booking that, and think about how good you have to be in order for them to get paid, or how interesting you have to be in order for them to get paid, or get a good, not even just get paid, but to get a good referral or recommendation for having booked you. And then you'll start to know more how to speak to them. I hope that's helpful.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's really good. Yeah, the more we can use the language, the words, you know, as Carrie Ann said, that's the chasm Sarah will jump over, you know, she goes from the busking to doing things for NOW conferences, and you know, that's great, but you'll learn what those words are, and it just takes a small connection to get into that first one. So this is great. Good stuff.
Okay. I have a quick question for you, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure.
So I know that, like, everybody we've been looking at is, you know, they're a stand-up performer. They really perform in front of these really big audiences. I've done it before, and I do get some enjoyment out of it. Well, I do magic, by the way. But I really just like close-up magic. I like, you know, doing trade shows and things like that where the crowds don't really get, like, 500, right? You know, like, keep it under 100, or just like walk around and things like that. And I think it's a little bit tough for me to like make my brand super big when I do this sort of small sort of entertainment, you know?
Yeah, I think for everyone out there, spend some money on a good photographer. That would be like my first, amen. Like some holy really God. Good images of you doing your thing. Like, you know, close-up magic is extraordinary. I was at a ball once, and this guy was doing close-up magic. It totally blew our minds. Like, we were beyond excited to have him at our table. If there had been a photographer there capturing the look of delight on our faces, somebody would have really got it. So I really, really recommend investing in a great photographer to capture you doing that. That's going to go a long way to sharing your magic.
Would you mind taking a look at my site? Because I do have, I mean, I hire photographers for a lot of my events, but still, I feel like my site doesn't have the most, I guess, distinct personality.
I'll type that in. In the meantime, can you check out those other two that are at the bottom? We'll just do them in the order there.
Okay. And so what was, so I've seen one, Barry.
There was Groovy Judy, and some people have written since then. Sorry. There was Groovy Judy and Dean Apple. Those two were next.
Okay.
And I'll find Amory's site here and put it in for you. Oh, here it is. Yeah.
Is it groovyjudy.com?
Yeah. Yeah, oh my gosh.
And Dean Apple was up there, I think, way
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I put him down here, too.
Oh, sorry.
The Dean Apple.
I'm sure we're forgetting
something. Dean.
Doc Dixon.
Okay, so let's do those.
Doc.
Oh, Groovy Judy. Okay, I'm going to give you a smack, Groovy Judy.
Judy here still? This may be a virtual one. Oh, no, she's here. Good, cool. I see her name now.
Okay. I've got a share.
Oh, goody.
A smack with love and compassion and hope for a better a change behind it. I know that.
I'm fine with being smacked around a little bit.
Yeah, no, I did this to Matt the other day, actually. Like Matt's gorgeous sight that you saw, he put a bloody pop-up right on the front of his face. And I said, Matt, get the pop-up away from the front of your face. Like I come to your site and the first thing that you're asking me to do is sign up for a newsletter. So don't do that. And here's my reasoning behind it. First of all, if they've just come to your site for the first time, they don't know you well enough to sign up. Like we all want to be on someone's mailing list. Like we want a hole in the head. And you know, I'm of a certain vintage. I actually remember when people were excited to be marketed to, they would put all their, like your first name, your last name, your email, your zip code, your phone number. No chance, Judy. No chance whatsoever they're going to do that on this page. Maybe on your contact me page after you've won their trust. But at the moment, this I would bounce straight off this site. So that's the first thing not to do. And okay. When you do ask for people's information, ask for the smallest amount possible that will give you what you need. So I only ever ask for people's first name and email. And then I'll contact them and we'll have an email conversation. And then if I need more information from them, I'll ask it from them then. But this is an instant turnoff. It's too much too soon. So, so I close that one down and I've got this one, sign up for my email list and a free download of my new CD, Love. So actually, this is really interesting, Barry. And I remember we were having a chat about with Bob too. And when Bob was deciding what he could offer people, because everyone says, all the marketers say, you know, offer a free something and it'll make people love you. And first of all, I think it's not true. I think that it's especially possibly not true for this industry. Like bookers are not looking to get on anyone's email list. They want to check you out. If they like you, they'll get in touch and they'll talk about booking you and they'll explore booking you. They do not ever want to get on anyone's email list. This would be for fans, but your website is not for fans. It's your Facebook can be for fans, but your website, in my view, is for speaker bookers. And so the thing is, when we give away something, we think, well, it's pretty nice of me to give away something. It's nice of me to give away a CD or to give away a free report or a list of something. But actually what we're really asking for people to do when we offer that is we're saying, give me your time, because this is going to take time for you to read or consume or listen to. And especially now, before I've even been on your site, I don't know if I want to give you the time of day. So again, it's too soon and you're actually asking for my time and you will need to earn my trust before I give you my time. So having said that, if you get rid of those and I come onto your site, okay, these are kind of fun images. I'm not a super big fan of sliders, although they can have their place. Sometimes they're nice. I think that these are like very personality driven, which I think is fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, okay, it's giving me a couple mixed messages. So here it looks like it's kind of a more intimate sort of gathering. And then on
the festival shot.
Yeah, then it switches to to kind of a small room. This one's you, the other ones are out on the street. So I think there's a kind of a lot of mixed messages here. I wouldn't know, like say I was booking a street performer, I wouldn't know within, I certainly wouldn't know within 2 seconds, I wouldn't know within 2 minutes whether you were my gal or not. And I don't know what your favorite thing to do to perform is, Judy, but I would say that I'm already getting mixed messages and I wouldn't be 100% sure about what your specialty is. And I want to know, if I'm booking you, I want to know what your specialty is, because I want you to be really, really good at what you do. So I really think, again, it's a case of really hone in and stick your flag in the ground and say, this is what I do. Don't be afraid to miss gigs. You will miss gigs by not doing that.
Yep.
Then you, just one other thing I would say, Judy, before we move on to the next slide, is I think you've got way too many things up here in your navigation. I try and keep it to a maximum of about 6 up in the navigation. Find a different way to show stuff. Like if you want to show videos, break them up and put them on different pages of your site. If you want to, you know, yeah, it's just, it's like this, there's too much stuff to do here. I can't even think what to do next. It's like, and this is really, really common, Judy, and probably some of the other sites we've seen, I just haven't kind of mentioned it. This is like, this site just gives me ADD. I do not know where to start or what to do next. There's just too many choices. We need to make it simple for people because they've got really complicated lives. And especially with the, sorry, I keep saying speaker bookers. I don't mean speaker bookers. I mean entertainment bookers or whatever your thing is. But the bookers, they want you to simplify their life for them. They want you to just give them the things that are relevant so they can check you out and contact you and have a chat about whether you're the right person. And if you've done your job right on your site and in the rest of your brand, they'll think you're the right person. They're just actually just confirming it with you.
Okay, great.
Lovely. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your feedback. But I
just you're really welcome. Okay.
I really appreciate it. I just have one little thing to say. You cannot tell by looking at my images that I play guitar and I sing. I mean, is it?
Yeah, so that's a great insight. Really? I see that you sing and I see that you play guitar, but it doesn't tell me who for or what kind of music. I mean, I would, my guess is Groovy Judy is kind of retro music.
Yes.
And like a little bit, you know, like a bit rock and roll, which is fantastic. But then you've got this thing with like, you've got a Beatles strap on you there and it's starting. I've gone from thinking Spinal Tap to thinking the Beatles, and that's quite a chasm to cross. And I'm a Spinal Tap kind of a girl.
That's awesome.
I am too. I haven't got Spinal Tap by looking at those images.
lose the Beatles strap. It's mixed messages.
I love that. Huh. Interesting. That's real meta. That's good.
Just to quickly add, a lot of these design ideas and things that I did to set up my site, which I redesigned in 2014, I took note from people in the music industry.
You know,
asking for the offering the free thing, and you know, so
exactly. And everyone's everyone's doing it. Everyone's done it. But let's hear that word again. Well, it's not our word, but 2014. I was 4 years ago. Time moves very fast now, Groovy Judy.
Right.
Judy, about the strap with the Beatles on it, I'm just real quick.
Yes.
I or anybody, you know, with Photoshop, easily, it's easy. You could keep the photo, but I could
get
rid of the Beatles thing on the strap.
Yeah.
If you want me to do that, I can do that, you know, free.
Thanks, John.
That's nice, John. Yeah.
Thank you, John.
It's not a problem.
I have somebody that could take care of it, though.
Okay. Oh.
Okay.
Dean, you look like Bill Nye Science Guy.
There is that.
Do I really?
Oh, which is a good thing, because it makes me feel, okay, I come here and I feel like I kind of know you, which is interesting. Okay, so these are great images. All magic all the time. So not telling me a lot about you, but I'm kind of intrigued. I like, especially like the sideways image, like the levitation kind of image. I think that's like, yeah, this guy's like, expect the unexpected, which I think is good. You can make a lot more of an image like that. Oh my God, I'm already having ideas. And then the rest of the site just kind of says, oh, plus this, doesn't it? Like you've got these, you've actually got good images. The rest, and the rest of the site is just, well, it just kind of looks like everything else we've seen. Well, except for all this white space.
Now, what is all that white? I wonder what that is.
Yeah, we want to get rid of that. Again, the colors, not exciting. I feel like these images really do convey your personality really nicely. They're great images. Mm-hmm. I would want to see more of the same, but I don't know, like the fonts on your site are not interesting. The colors are, I don't know, it's just, I think.
How many fonts are on that page, Karen? I was just roughly counting. I think I got to 7.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, yeah. Whereas actually,
before you scroll down, I got to 7. Yeah.
3 maximum. Ideally 2, really. You want one signature kind of font that is a special font that isn't used much, that really is, has your stamp on it, that you might want to use for, you know, your name or something. And then you just want a nice readable font, and it might appear in a, you know, in bold or in italic or whatever, but just without even knowing it, it kind of overwhelms our senses. So I really feel like this all magic all the time doesn't tell me anything. It says magic though, at least, and some people don't really do that, but I don't have any clues about, it looks interesting, but I don't know if it's, so I'm being a speaker, no, I'm being a booker here. I don't know if it's for my audience. Like, mm-hmm. is this the kind of magic that my audience is going to find interesting? And so there are just not enough clues here. Also, this is a good thing. This is one of the things I don't do. And a lot of people will tell you to do it, is put your social media onto your website. And I'm not a big fan of that. And I'll tell you why. For a page, on an ideal page, you have one goal. And the one goal, if you're in the entertainment industry, is to get them to book you for a gig. So you do we really want them to go to Facebook and get lost in Facebook? Because we know how that works, right? Like you go on Facebook to check someone out, and an hour and a half later, you're liking a puppy picture. And that's just the worst, because you know you're going to see puppies for days on your newsfeed. I don't ever want people to, if like, the thing is, if people are checking you out and they're serious about checking you out, they're going to Google you. And the first thing I do when I'm checking someone out is I Google them and I right click open in a new tab. I'll right click open their Facebook. I'll open their LinkedIn. I'll open their, like whatever they've got there, I'll right click open them. And then I'll have systematically look through those things when I'm checking them out. But when they come to your site, you just want them on your site. And the only goal you have is to get them to the page where they can contact you and book you. Mm. Anything else is not one of your goals. So be really cognizant of that. And like, don't give people distractions. Only provide them with information that is going to encourage them to go to your speaker booking page and to book you.
Beautiful. Yeah.
I had a question on that. This is Desi. Carolina, the magician that came.
Caroline, yeah.
She said that she got some really good gigs off of Instagram. And I don't do much social media, but I think that that's a big part of it nowadays, where I'm looking to just start and build my website. And that's one of the things I would think to have, not up front, because I don't see that up front. I see that usually you scroll down and you'll see those contact for the Instagrams.
Yeah, in the footer or something, sure.
Yeah.
Can do. But so the distinction here, Desi, would be that, yes, do Facebook, do Instagram, do LinkedIn, wherever your bookers are hanging out, do that. But don't make it a big feature on your site.
On the site.
Yeah, because they're going to get it off Google. If they'll have done their homework, they're not going to go to your Instagram from your homepage.
Nice.
They're going to go from Google to your Instagram and to your homepage.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Yeah, but definitely work your Instagram if that's where your people are going to be. Yeah, definitely do that. But keep your site tight. Know what your goals are.
Awesome. All right, one more quickie, and then we're going to say goodbye because this has been a long day. And plus, I want to tell you guys, we have Brian Keith Voyles coming on, who is a 8-figure copywriter. He'll be on with us. I managed to snag him to come join us too. So we'll go through some copy. But boy, just the mix of the branding look and then the words. How do we marry all that? And it's really good. It's a good year. Well, so cool. So I put another link at the bottom. I think someone, Amory, who jumped in. I think he was the one who was saying, you know, how do I actually make close-up matter? Because I'm just a close-up guy, which I ruined. But yeah.
Okay,
I ruined that in the comments for you.
I don't know why I'm not seeing that one.
Oh, yeah, it's three up, I think. Amory Hermits.
I think I'm seeing a slightly different one. Maybe I don't have access to them all. Just tell me what it is, Barry.
How's this one? Amory and then Hermetz. .com.
Okay, got it.
That's fun, yeah. I haven't seen this in a while.
Okay. Astonishing Interactive Corporate Entertainment. Okay. So what's my first impression here? Like, it looks professional. So that's good. Okay, request a quote. I think that's too soon. It's kind of, it's the same thing I was talking a bit about before. Like, request a quote is, if I've just come to this site, there's no way I'm going to click that. Although if I'm returning to the site, I might, except the reality is if I'm returning to the site and I'm a booker, I'm probably going to go to contact. So it's probably access to requirement. I would use this real estate to ask a question for someone that's just come onto the site. You know, if you want to ask them two different questions, it might be, one might be a video. It might be a link to a video, or so, and learn more is pretty ambiguous. This image, so I do recognize that it can be tricky to get images that really do the thing. Almost, you know what I'd have? I'd really crop that in again. I'd crop it right in. I think the most interesting two people in this image are this woman here. Look at the look on her face. And this woman here. They are like, they're really in it. They are just going, oh my God, what did he just do? So that is what the focus of this image should be. It's the wonder on people's faces. That's what you're selling. You're selling wonder. You're selling something that's going to blow their mind. I think you probably have better images than this, or you're going to get better images than this.
I mean, I have tons under the gallery of like actual reaction shots. I don't know. Yeah. I thought this one was pretty, to be honest with you.
It is. It's not a bad image, but we're not looking at the images in terms of is this a nice image. We're looking at the image in terms of what does this tell the booker, and I don't think this tells the booker enough quickly enough to get them really excited. I'd rather see a levitating man.
Look down below. I mean, there's a pictures down below where people are, you know, kind of like they should have diapers on.
Yeah, the one at the very bottom is great.
I mean, you want to tell a story right at the beginning.
Okay, so that's a great face. It's like here's actually a little point. Like this image at the top is very dark. And then we come down to this image here and you've got like an overlay that makes it really dark as well. I know that you're trying to make your not testimonial. What's the right word, Barry?
Just this little pull quote. Yeah.
Yeah. This quote, trying to make that stand out. But I feel like the image can't be covered over in order to do that, because the image is actually more important than the quote here. Yeah. Oh, so that's a great image. I'd have that one up the top in preference to the one that's there, because these people are fascinated by you.
This is the deal. This is the money shot you just.
Yeah, definitely. That's a great one. And
I'm sure I talked to you about get a quote right now, didn't I, Amory? Because I'm never a fan of that. So.
Yeah. That I would, too much, too soon.
It's a little early in the date.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah, so you've got some amazing shots. Put them up the top. Like it's for what you do, the close-up stuff, it's all about the reaction for sure. But you got some good stuff there.
Barry, did you just say it's too early for the review or the quotes?
It's too early to ask for a quote. You know,
request a quote. Okay.
Yeah.
Too early.
I was thinking you were talking about reviews, a quote from a person.
Nope.
Yeah, you've got to earn their trust first. And like, actually, you've got to, in your business, you've got to fascinate them first. That's the point of it.
Yeah.
If people, I'm like Amory here in that I'm a close-up magician. A few people have mentioned on the phone with me, the reason I hired you was because of one, sorry. The video, I saw you do in the video. And number two, the review. Somebody said the reviews. Should I then put the video, and that's why I put a video right up top, and should I put the reviews higher up? Because we've just talked about Amory having maybe his least effective photo up top and his most effective photos. You have to scroll down to see them. Should we put those, the reasons they book, should we put those right in their face up top?
Well, so that's actually a really excellent question, John. And what just occurred to me is this. First of all, so the people that you spoke to that did book you said that it was because of your video and because of the quote. Mm. And so what we can do is we can take that at face value and we can go, oh, then my video and my quote should be up the top. But the question that isn't being asked there is, what about all the people that didn't go as far as the video or the quote? What was it that was missing for them?
Yep.
So it's very tempting to say, oh, this worked, so let's make more of it. But you don't know at what stage that worked. You don't know. It's like you just got someone that, had half an hour to kill at the airport. Actually, I'm only saying this flippantly because I don't really mean it, but
sure.
I'm just kind of making an extreme situation, you know, that had the time to go through to actually watch your video, even though maybe your site could have engaged them a lot more, a lot sooner. So the most obvious answer is not always the right answer. I'm not saying that it's not the right answer, and it could
it's
be
just the one that I heard. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Because that's what they bothered to tell me.
Yeah. And it's always good to get feedback, but.
Or maybe what I asked.
Yeah. Don't jump to conclusions about it. It's like one of the things that I see happening all the time out there is in particular, I'm thinking of one group I belong to online. I think I have to stop, because it just pains me. And people say, oh, I just designed this new cover for my book. Like I've got like A, B, and C, which one do you like best? And so people go, oh, I like B best, you know, and it's like the bees have it. And I look at them and I go, oh my God, there's just, they're all just so crap. It's just that bee is the best of the, of a bad offering. And so this person who's put this question out in good faith, first of all, the people they're asking the question of are not their ideal clients. They're not their bookers. And second of all, they put out an offering that says A, B, or C, and so people are going to choose one. And so it's not that it's not the right thing to do. It's just that there's another question that needs to be asked. And the question is this the right thing to do? Am I looking in the right place? Am I asking the right questions? And am I offering the right options? Am I listening to the right people? And I know that's really complex, but I think once you wrap your head around that idea of looking beyond the obvious and going down to the nitty-gritty, you will be a lot closer to figuring out what the right approach is.
Thank you.
Golden. Yeah. Hey, combine that with the homework stuff we're going to do this week, and it's a pretty big game we get to play, you guys.
Yeah, well, you know, one thing I do absolutely have to say is you guys are just like some of the smartest people in your industry, having hooked up with Barry, who is, frankly, Barry, you have such a brilliant mind. Like, it's like juggling balls and juggling ideas, like the same thing comes together in your mind. You blow me away with how many ideas you're able to keep up in the air at the same time without losing sight of any of them. Mm-hmm. So honestly, people, congratulate yourself. You are in such good, safe hands.
He's a juggler.
Barry, juggler. Yes.
Yeah, I love it. Well, thank you. Well, yeah. Carrie-Anne, thank you so much. It just, What a time. I know this will be reviewed and put into action by everybody here. And thank you so much.
Yeah, go for it, people. Don't be afraid to be you. And just go ahead and just repel all those people that aren't fabulous enough to appreciate you.
Yeah, it's the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yay. All right, guys.
You're amazing.
I'm out of here.
And I'll finish up with you guys for a second. And then we will officially mark our longest Q&A to date. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Carrie-Anne.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Yeah.
Bye. Thanks,
guys. Well, cool. That was an awesome treat. And I know there were a couple people on there, and I just know it was getting too late for her. So I will pass the ones that are on here still by her and see if she can do a little screen capture. But I really think so much came out of what everybody's showed. I think you can extract what you were going to do. I did want to have her take a look at Bobby's just for something completely different, and I'll shoot her a link to that one as well and just kind of see. Yeah. So, you know, what comes up for all this, you know, as we hear that scratching sound that Dan was talking about, you know, just scraping everything off, we don't have to do it that way. What we have to do with the graphics we're doing, with the CVIs, with our branding, it's just like we have to take little steps. It's almost like we have to suck. You know, we have to do it so it sucks, like Michael did with his great the CVI he put out. It's just like tooth and nail, put that out so we suck a little bit, so that next time we suck a little bit less, until we suck so little that we're actually good. And we can keep growing this thing. You know, we get to keep growing it, and it's, some magic will happen in this 10 weeks, some will happen in 6 months. I mean, I asked you when we began, you know, what do you want to see in 6 months? And it's like, that's all doable. Everything I teach is doable in 6 months. If you stay with it, some people with Showbiz Blueprint on week 11, just start over with week one, beginner's mind, picking up where it is, because you're not the same person ever when you listen to something again. I'm sure some of you have read a number of books many times in your life, and you're not that same person when you read that book again, every time. I mentioned on the first one, I'm doing this greatest secret in the world. I'm on week 5, finally, of reading the first scroll 3 times a day. I don't even recognize who it was at the very first day when I read that thing anymore. It's just, everything keeps morphing. So that's what I want to good. So the feeling not good enough, the feeling overwhelmed, perfect, textbook week 4 stuff, and grab the bits you can, put them into use, and then let's just keep rolling in. I know what we're doing next week will probably spin some people's brains also, but that's what it is. That's what we're doing. So, and we have these live Q&As to dissect it all out. As I said, I'm really looking forward to, I think it's either week 6 or 7 where we have Brian Keith Voiles, who's written 8-figure copy for so many of the biggest names. He'll maybe brag about himself a little bit at the beginning. But he's not in good health, but he said, I love talking to your group. So he's going to come on in. Boy, and that dude, man, grab water and a little porta potty if you need one. Last time I had the guy on, he just spent like, he wouldn't go away. I'm like, Brian, you got to stop. You know, like people pay $2,500 to have you read a piece of their copy. And, you know, that's before even writing anything. But so anyway, he'll go through all we can give him. I know that. So
don't tell him you've got to stop when he's.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Keep going. What? That's it, Brian? Come on. I feel like a telethon. I'm like, we've raised $2 million. You can stop calling. Yeah. It's like, God, you have to. Yeah. So we'll have good with that. Hey, and Greg just popped back in. And Greg, Carrie Ann did talk about your piece a little bit while you were gone. So you want to review that later today. All right. Anyone else got any pressing questions, things we can't handle in the group? I'd love to spend a minute addressing anything else. But besides that, we'll reconvene online and pick up again on Saturday.
I have a quick question.
Yay.
Okay. So I think this applies to a few people, which is why I'm asking it here. We have, she talked about like our name as a brand and our show or our act as a brand.
Right.
So should we like just have one and not the other? Or is it like, you know, this name company presents this name show and how do we, I don't know.
Yeah, I think a neat example of that she gave was Matt's thing here, you know, Matt Hale, and then he had Mind Hacking the Status Quo, which he just wrote a book about as well. Same thing, and he leaned into our alumni group. This is another great thing about our alumni group. You guys can write a book and become Amazon number one bestseller just within our group. We do it all the time. There's about a 3-hour window if you sell, depending on the category you're in, if you sell, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60 books, whatever, and we price it at 99 cents, and like our alumni make every alumni, so we get that great screen shot of us number one above. Like he was above Tony Robbins, I think, in his screenshot and all these great screenshots, which is great for getting on TV and using that stuff. But yeah, so I think that's one way to do it, Sarah. But I mean, even what you're talking about, you know, Sarah Foons, the Happy Hawaiian? Or
the Flying Hawaiian Show.
The Flying Hawaiian Show. I mean, that's exactly the same as, you know, what Matt's done here. So.
Okay.
I wouldn't have a problem. You're not looking to sell this product later. 30 days sugar-free. I was glad my name was never in it because I was able just to put the right person in there and not even deal with branding. So, yeah.
One quick thing, Barry. I got a standing desk because of your recommendation for it. So, like, my in-laws had a Vera desk. So, one of those variable height desks.
Nice.
So I pull it up the first day. It unplugs my monitor because the cord was too short. So I go under my desk to plug the monitor in, and I knock over my computer tower. Killed it. It's dead. I'm on a new computer now.
What?
And right now I have it standing, and I toss the piece of paper onto this over the side to my desk, and I almost set them on fire. They landed right on top of a candle that I can't see because it's a standing desk. You're gonna destroy my livelihood.
Dude, there are
this desk hazards. Is killing me.
Hazards to the standing desk I never contemplated. Get one of these, man. This is a blue, well, it was blue and it's got dents in it now, but this is a stability foam, they call it, but standing on this will, ankles are constantly engaged. I go running after standing on this thing and I just feel like $1 million. So yeah, good, man. Hey, congratulations for getting off your feet, man. Your phone calls will be radically different. So will your recordings.
Thank you. I actually got to run my, I'm outsourcing my lawn maintenance and the guy just called me.
Good stuff. Hey, good, everyone. Any other questions with now that Tom's gone, we can talk honestly. No, I'm kidding. Anything else we can jump in? And if not, man, I'm looking forward to another week of going hard at this. And I want to thank John publicly, man, for just grabbing those nuggets and having them in the comments. Thank you. That was great. Those will be really golden on the replay page for
us. Sure, happy to do it.
Yeah, it was great, man.
Because it'll mark the time, right, automatically. Yeah.
Yeah. If the chicken bone that is the internet works properly, I think it does. Yeah.
Okay.
It does. And Kate, who's never said anything and I've never talked to because she was the only person that ever snuck into Showbiz. No, I'm kidding. But hey, nice to see you. And we want to hear about what you're doing sometime. So, all right.
Absolutely. Hopefully I'll be home soon.
Yeah, where are you guys now? In India or something?
Back from India. Now we're in Chicago.
Oh, Chicago to India. Okay, great. Awesome. I can't wait to hear about it. So, all right, everybody. Well, thanks so much for showing up for Playing Big. I love seeing Don's little guy grow up every week. backlit. Wait, I gotta get closer because the dad in me has no choice. Oh my God, so cute. Such a good dude. Cool. All right, everybody, lean into your edges. Please continue to lean into your edges. Do stuff that isn't perfect, but it's complete. Get it out. And I wasn't kidding when I said there's 100 events a day that any of us could be working in. If you collect a grand no, if somebody says, what the hell were you thinking? If somebody says, this is brilliant, whatever it is, those are the risks we're here to take. And we will learn from every single answer we get. So I can't wait. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Much. Bye.